Blog Talk Radio.
Hello from the other side.
Now presenting.
From the other side.
Channeling Eric's Hour of Enlightenment.
Hello, hello, and happy holidays to everyone. We are not going to have the show next Monday and the Monday after that because it's Christmas Day and New Year's Day. So we're going to take a little hiatus, a little vacation. And I want to shout out to LiveParanormal.com for giving us this opportunity to reach out to all you guys. And we are so blessed to have people here. Jamin Olavincia, spiritual life coach, motivational speaker, pro wrestler, and medium Veronica Drake, and my son Eric, the perpetually 20-year-old spirit guide. So, I guess we'll want to start with you, Jamin, because you want to talk about, and you know, I think so many people really could benefit by, you know, life coaching. I know my son has benefited from you guys working together so well. So I want to spread that love around a little bit. So, can you tell us a little bit about life coaching, who could benefit, and why? And, you know, Eric, feel free to interject, butt in, as you usually do.
Yeah, sure. First off, Lisa, thanks for having me on the show again and giving me your guys' time. Thank you, Veronica, for being here. A pleasure to get to know you. And Eric, what's up, my man? Shout out to a couple of the people that you sent me, Alisa, Beth and Dominic. Somebody, you gave her my contact, and we've been working together, and her and her son are awesome people. It's amazing to get to know them and watch them grow in their own way. So it's been really cool. So thank you, Alisa, for sending me people my way. It's, I always ask everyone, okay, how did you hear about my services? And they're like, oh, Alisa, I'm channeling Eric. So I really appreciate everything you're doing for me, and it's really cool to watch grow and manifest. So,
awesome. Jamin, it's Veronica. I just want to interject something. She introduced me to you, and I love her, and I love Eric. And I want to tell you something. You, my friend, stand on your own. You are freaking amazing. You are the bomb. And so the introduction, kudos to her. But, man, you carry that ball. You're incredible. So
that's so true,
FYI.
Gosh. Thanks. You guys are so amazing. I love coming on this show because you feel so much light, and I think that's just so powerful. And even going into what I do, you know, I do personal development coaching, life coaching, spirit guide work, whatever you want to call it. For me, it's the idea of holding people accountable for their actions, and I think that's why it's so important because we all have our own unique different struggles. We all have our unique different paths, and let's face it, no matter who you are, shit's going to hit the fan at some point. Life gets tough sometimes, and we need mentors. We need people who are there for each other, people who are easy to speak with, to have open, honest dialogue with in order to grow. I think these are all key elements in someone's growth and what we need to do. So, I mean, essentially what I do for people, I don't really have answers for people, but I do believe that I do assist them with shifting their perspective. I help them understand that their weaknesses could be more seen as strengths. The idea of even transforming their perspective using imagination to expand on what they might perceive as limitation at times. So these are things that I like to really attack when I get to know people. I like looking into their consciousness. I like looking into the things that they're unconscious of and then bringing that afloat, having them be able to see that as well, open up to me about that, and voila, all of a sudden transformation begins, at least from my perspective.
You know, it's interesting because so much – just involves a tiny shift in perspective. You know, it's incredibly powerful.
Yeah, I think that's what it's all about. It all comes down to like what your belief system is. And for me, my belief system is that our experience, everything we're experiencing, is ourselves. So if we are not paying attention to that seed inside of us that's telling us the real thing, then we'll continue to get lost in the journey. I believe that the journey or the experience or this moment right now as we take it is the reflection of me. And so, therefore, I feel comfortable, I feel excited, I feel elated, because I have no idea what's going to come next. And there's something about that wonder that makes it so beautiful. So I just look at everyone as a particle of my own consciousness. And so when I see others, or I collaborate with others on their ideas or what they're going through or what I'm going through, then we're finding this, like, meeting ground of some sorts, and we're preparing ourselves for ascension, at least from my perspective, because it just continues to grow and expand that way. Where can things be born in the now? So it's like, if we're talking about our shit or talking about our issues, or not even issues, let's get away from the whole idea of a life coach even being, oh, someone that's here to fix my problems. How about we talk about your strengths and talk about the things that you are good at, and also fine-tune the potency on those things? I think looking at those things are where we can also get better. It has nothing to do with problems. Problems is always going to be there, and so is triumph. So, yeah, that's what I got with that.
That's beautiful. Like, I think problems are just opportunities. It's opportunities to turn the light on, to grow, to step up your game. And, you know, I don't look at it anymore like that. But, you know, I've been doing this for 20 years, so, you know, I kind of got the jump on it. But, you know, I'm an old lady. But how you put it, it's ascension. I love that. Because when you meet them right there, you both ascend. It's teacher-student learning together. It's beautiful.
That is.
You know, the only thing we need to work on is Lucas's room. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I've had many talks.
It's hopeless. It's hopeless. And where is his strength in that? Organized chaos? No, I think not. Anyway. Look, we got to pick our battles, you know.
It's definitely
Everybody's on the path they're on for a reason. So
So true. So, you know, I think everybody can benefit by a spiritual life coach. But who, Damon, do you see? I mean, how does a person know that they really need one? What are some of the symptoms, et cetera?
I think that's subjective, but from my perspective, I think it's anybody who's hungry for growth, hungry to get better in some aspect of their life. And in actuality, to me, I believe everyone's like that. I think it's in everybody, which I find it important that us as individuals, forget about even my services, me as a human being, just to touch anybody I can with as much light as possible throughout my day. To make that almost like a mission of some sorts. Like, for me, it's fun, but I use imagination to do that. So I think people who are looking for life coaches or mentors are the people that are hungry, who are willing to want to grow and succeed in their own way. And by the way, success does not have to mean money or fame. You know, it's success, what success means to you. So I do think that's definitely subjective, but I mean, if you're looking for growth, once again, if you're looking for real ascension, not some bullshit or something that's going to keep you asking the same questions, to really look at your shit, I think a life coach or a mentor or someone who's just a good friend and who's willing to be honest and be respectful at the same time. You know, I think one of the hardest parts of my job that I find out as I continue to grow in this experience is that some people take it really, really, it's difficult for them to take certain information because they're not sometimes there yet. And it's difficult for me to gauge that in others, but being an understanding person and being willing to slow down is really important. So I think it's definitely all in communication. We have to communicate and we have to be willing to have the conversation.
And we have to be emotionally honest with ourselves and with other people. You know, it's really interesting when you talk about how you want to fill as many people with life as possible. And I use that with my patients and other people. I use it for myself, for one thing, but to help people who are really down and out or suffering from just the blues or stuck in their path, to just do an experiment and make eye contact with the guy in the McDonald's drive-thru window and give him a smile and how was your day going? I've been known to go up to people, like the guy who rings the bell for the Salvation Army Christmas bucket, you know, go up and say Merry Christmas and give them a hug. It's amazing how powerful just a smile and really true eye contact, not like your eyes are facing their eyes, but really looking at them on a soul level. And that can, if you practice that on a regular basis, or random acts of kindness, et cetera, it's amazing how that can raise your vibration immensely.
It's beautiful. It's a win-win. It's a win-win that creates a better world. Years ago, I remember hearing the phrase, meet people where they're at. And Jamin, it sounds to me like when you do your work, you're meeting people where they're at and you're raising them from that space. You're holding that space. And that's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it is awesome.
It's people are awesome. Very good. It's awesome just to interact with people. It's like what we're doing now even, you know, like we're all just talking about it. It's not like this, you know what I mean? We're just all just chatting about it. And who's to say that it's right or wrong? It's just here and we're playing with it.
It is.
And I think that's where we find like new heights, you know. It's just like, oh, okay. And I don't know. I think it's extraordinary. The whole experience always is. I find it so fascinating.
Well, when people feel safe, and I think this is a very safe space, I feel safe, we can be who we naturally are, you know, and I think you bring that to the table. You have a sense of assuredness about yourself that's not cocky and not, it's not egotistical. It's a very safe space. And I spent time with you on the phone, and that was one of the first things I picked up was like, geez, he's so grounded and I feel safe with him.
Yeah, and Lucas is kind of like the engineer science kind of mentality. So he compartmentalizes his emotions a lot. But you were able to just bring him out of that just amazingly. So, yeah, it's for some people, I mean, for some reason, Lucas feels very safe with you too. So he's been able to share a lot more.
Well, I'm certainly very, like, overwhelmed with, like, so much love right now I'm feeling from you, too, and I really appreciate you guys saying that. And it's my honor and my privilege because while sometimes we think we're doing something for others, actually the other person is doing a lot more for us, you know. And I feel like that with everybody I touch. And I find that just the most beautiful part about what I do, and I think maybe that's why I quote unquote am good at what I do or whatever. Like to me, it's really just like, I just love it. I'm so addicted to it. I'm addicted to the conversation and bettering ourselves. And so I just thank you guys. You know, it's like, it's just super cool to be like doing this right now. And listen, let me make it real.
Let me make it real for the ladies out there. He is one hot, fine-looking man, period.
Oh
okay,
God.
That was my personal observation. Yeah. All right, that was sexist. I get it. Don't write me emails. He is a fine-looking man, ladies. That's all I'm going to say.
That is true. You guys, look up his YouTubes, and you will see what Veronica's talking about.
Don't write me emails because I don't care.
Yeah, really. That's funny. All right, so anything else you want to talk to us about life coaching?
Yeah, you know, if anybody's interested, and I do free 30-minute sessions, so if you're even interested in talking to me or working with me in some way, I usually like to chat with people. Yeah, I like to chat with people, and for me as someone who's a guide or a coach or however you want to perceive me, I look for quality. Like I feel like it's important that we both have to connect with each other in some way. And if it doesn't work out, that's cool. And if it does, then great. You know, so you can go to my website, jaminolivencia.com. Check me out on YouTube if you want 11th Warrior. And check me out on Facebook too. I like new friends.
Is it 11th for 11th?
Yeah,
or
yeah.
It's a numeral, right?
11th, and then warrior.
But not the word 11th, but the numeral, right?
Yes, correct. Correct.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So 11th warrior. All right. Sounds awesome.
Awesome.
All right. Well, I'm sure that we will probably need you to chime in with some of these calls Eric, Jamin, Veronica, are you guys ready to take callers?
We're ready.
Yeah.
Eric is ready. He's chomping.
Okay. By the way, I love you, Eric.
Love you, Mom. Big kisses.
You got coal in your stocking this year. I'm just kidding. Just kidding. All right, we've got to take somebody from the 626 area code. Hey there, how you doing?
Hello. Hi,
Hi.
Elise.
Hey,
this is Andrea.
That?
How are
hey,
you?
Andrea.
Hi, Eric.
Hi.
Hi. I've been dying to talk to you. I keep missing you. Thank you for everything. I appreciate all your info, you and Eric and Jamie and Veronica. You guys are great. And
thank
hopefully you.
You
can help me today.
Tell us what you got.
I was hoping that one of you guys can connect, Eric can connect with Marty, and he can help me find out how he passed on, if there was foul play with the police.
Oh,
I need the closure. It's been a year and a half, but I really need to know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Eric, can you go get Marty?
Eric came to me 3 times before in dreams.
Oh,
he's
wow.
Funny.
Oh,
yeah, he has. He definitely, if you ask him to come, he will come to you.
Mm-hmm. That is true, mm-hmm. people.
Yes. Okay. So your question was there foul play with the police, with Marty?
How he died, yeah. I need closure.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Number one thing Eric is saying, he was in the wrong place at the wrong time. Okay.
Yes.
So, and number two, there was more going on than should have gone on, more than was necessary.
I was waiting for him there at the golf course and he never came
mm-hmm.
back.
Yep. So there was more going on than was necessary. And he actually, he should have never been where he was. Let me just back up, because Eric is saying he was in the wrong place at the wrong time. Understanding free will and contract and all of that. But Eric is saying that there were a couple different reasons for his passing. So have you gotten a couple different stories?
They said that he died from a heart attack. I don't think he did. And here's nowhere, and anytime there's a body found in a public place, it's posted. I know everybody that died that night, every crime that was committed that night. I was sitting in the car all night. He never came back. They said they found him at 5 a.m. I don't think so.
So let me
I was
tell
there.
You, let me, let, hmm. sorry to cut you off, but Eric wants to tell you what he sees. There's a tiny pinhole. There's an injection of something.
Hmm.
Would that have been who he was? Did he inject? Drugs?
No.
Okay.
No. Because he was the greatest guy. He was a profession. He was a good man. And I was with him 17 and
mm-hmm.
a half years. We weren't legally married, but we were like married. 17 and a half years is a long time. And he's my soulmate.
Because his body, Eric is showing me there's a tiny pinhole.
I'm thinking they tasered him.
Yeah.
I think he was tasered. And you know, and it's like, I think he was tasered on the grounds. It was at nighttime. He was on the golf course getting golf balls. You know, they lose
so
the golf balls.
We're seeing the pinhole. And the first part of me, the human part of me, says, was he on drugs? I asked the question. Eric says no. You say no. So he may have very well had a heart attack, but it was induced.
From the tasering.
Yes.
I know, and it's like I can't find no info. Anybody's posted when you're finding a body on a public place. And they said they found him at 5 a.m., and I was in the car waiting for him at the park.
Well, did they do an autopsy?
He never came back.
Did they do an autopsy?
You don't understand. The whole thing was I'm not married to him, and they wanted me to come identify the body when I had someone go down, and I thought he got in trouble for being on the grounds. And they said, we just need her to identify the body. Then they said the sister or the mom was coming because they were the next kin. We haven't spoke to them in 18 years. They didn't care if we were homeless at the time.
Yeah, you got shut out. You got shut out, yeah.
She didn't even have a funeral. I know nothing. The autopsy said, well, he died from a heart attack, and I think there's more to it. And I mean, she had him cremated. She didn't have no service for him. He had so many friends. And all she wanted was the PMW.
Wait, he's very at peace right now, and he wants you to find some sort of peace moving forward.
But is he angry with me? Can Eric ask him if he's angry with me for losing all his possessions?
Listen, he has no anger, no animosity. Eric, he's here hanging out with Eric, and he's saying it's okay. It's really okay. And I'm going to tell you, he did not pass painfully. It wasn't painful.
Did he know I was there looking for him?
Yes. Yes. But he says he needs you to move on with your life. Okay? He wants to look at this as close.
Wait, the little prongs can cause pinpoint holes.
I think you were tasered by the police.
And that can induce a cardiac arrest, a heart attack.
Yes, I do know that. Yes, and I just so
believe
there was.
Eric, is that what happened?
I don't know.
Absolutely, okay. Absolutely, yes.
All right, sweetie. Well, you got some answers. I
thank
really hope
you,
that
guys.
Helps you.
Thank you so much.
Sending
you
prayers.
Too,
God bless. You guys have a nice holiday.
You too, baby.
Yeah.
It's so hard to have unresolved.
It really is, but he was so clear about that little hole, the little
pinhole. Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, we're going to have somebody from the 902 area code. Hey there, how are you?
Hi, Eliza. Hi, Veronica.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi. I'm Dawn, and it's brilliant
to
be on the show. So much.
Awesome.
Thanks, Eliza. I've been messaging you forever, so thank you so much. And it's a pleasure to meet you. Thank you so much. So, here we go. I too am a master teacher and intuitive and blah, blah, blah. And, however, I've tried to contact my four children's higher self for a long time. However, I have that mummy personal block. I don't want to go too much into it to protect people, but I have been working with a teacher who, in hindsight, has been working in the false light. Looking back, I can see for what it was. She blotted out, okay, your 10-year-old is going to go down a route of suicide and maybe hurt himself. And your 2-year-old will pass before you. I can work through anyone, which is brilliant and I love it. However, my children, it's different. I've got a personal attachment and I should know better, but I'm kind of a wee bit stuck and I've been trying so hard to get on the show to get your advice, so I'd love anything.
Okay, so Eric, what does she need to hear?
I'm not sure. Yeah, we're not sure what she's asking.
Okay,
yes, what
so
is
I'm asking what Eric thinks about the situation. Does Eric think, like, my son is going through a bit of a personal, he's only 10, and he's going through, he wrote a letter at school to say that he'd had enough of life and he wanted to end it. So I wrote to Eliza first off, maybe a year ago, Eliza, I think, and I was distraught. I raised him well, I thought we were happy, and he's, deep down, he's maybe not that happy as I thought. I need to kind of know what Eric thinks, or can Eric connect to his higher self and see where his future lies.
Yeah. Okay. So, Eric, what do you think? First of all, Eric is saying, don't panic. Okay? We can feel your high level of energy. Now, Eric is saying that this child, particularly that you're talking about, does go up and down in demeanor.
Yep.
Is that accurate?
Okay. Oh, yeah. Definitely. Yep.
Yes. Now, the other thing is he's saying that this child also is looking for attention. Now, he's also very careful to say don't underestimate the up and down and don't say, oh, he's just looking for attention. He's not trying to say that. He's saying that when this child is he's calling it acting out, that's when you need to up the level of attention for this child. And talk therapy is what this child needs. Something is being repressed, and it may be from a past life. It may not even be this life, okay? So talk therapy. And that really, actually, Eric is saying that might be where Jamin comes in to really help with this whole process.
That, yeah. He's done wonders with my son, so that might be a possibility. What about past life regression? Would that help too?
Eric is saying that it's okay. It's absolutely, any of that can help. But he's saying, more importantly, that your son learn to become comfortable with who he is. Now, how old is your son? 10?
Yes.
10.
Okay. Because Eric is showing me that he's struggling with something. Could it be his sexual identity?
Could be. Could be. Yeah. There's been a...
And that's just me putting it out there with Eric saying to me he's struggling with something. So he's got an internal struggle happening.
Mm-hmm, definitely. And as I say, as a mum, I'm struggling to find that place. You know, I'm struggling to find where it is. So, yeah, any advice would be amazing.
Talk therapy, number one. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Lisa. Go ahead.
No problem. Maybe Eric should talk privately with him through Veronica, for example. Dude to dude. I don't know if he'd go for that, but, you know, it's one possibility.
I would love that.
Yeah, it's very possible.
Talk. Blair knows all about channeling Eric, and he watches me meditate, and he does all this stuff. I'd love him to talk to Eric. Is that good? I'm just going to get him on the phone. He's more than aware of.
Yeah.
I think he wants help as well, because he looks at me and he's like, Mum, what do I do? I just don't know what to do anymore. He's writing suicide notes at school, and I'm like, no.
The other thing is, Eric is saying, bring out the creative in him and encourage him to be creative, whether he draws, whether he likes, colors, any kind of creative stuff would help him to express himself, because he struggles to find the words.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, maybe think about getting in contact with Veronica and make an appointment so, you know, your son and Eric can just have a powwow. And I'll make sure that Eric has his back and checks in on him and helps to nudge him in different directions. And, of course, Jamin is certainly a wonderful possibility, too. He's going to be fine. I just feel it.
I know.
Yeah, Eric is saying he's not coming home anytime soon. So don't.
That's good then.
That's not going to happen.
That makes me feel happy.
Good.
He's actually here now listening to you. Say hi. Hi.
Hi, sweetie.
Hi, honey. Eric says hi. He's digging, waving, doing the hey dude thing.
Okay.
The hey dude.
Hey, little dude.
I think Eric and you could be really real good buddies. So I just feel it.
Okay.
Hi,
he said high five, Eric.
High five. Eric's all about it.
Thank you so much, ladies, and I appreciate everything you're doing. Thank you so much for getting me on the show. I love it.
Take care, sweetheart.
Thank you. Happy holidays.
Okay. Take care.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Oh, that sounded like such a sweet kid. I want to just
give
him a big old hug. And that sounded like an awesome mom. Yeah, I've been talking
Eric
to her
off and
on.
Eric loves the kid.
Yeah,
Eric loves
to know. I feel it. Okay, we got somebody from the 612 area code. Hey, what's up?
Hey, Lisa. Hey, Veronica. Hi, Eric.
Hey.
And hi, Jane.
Hi.
How are you guys doing? Hi, so coming here. Otherwise, she'd stop in and say hi to you guys. But I just had a quick question for Eric, you guys. I took a flight from Dublin to Toronto in August of 2016, and I set my clock ahead, you know, according to the pilot's time, and we got there, and my watch keeps perfect time, and I looked at my husband, and I said, I lost a half hour in my time. What happened? And he just stared at me, and I thought, oh, my God, something happened, you know. So anyway, I was just wondering, but what happened? Yeah.
Huh. Oh, interesting. Okay, so.
Yeah, it is interesting.
I keep hearing Eric saying different realms. You went through different realms.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Different, like he's showing me, like, layers on a... All right, this is crude, but this is Eric. He's showing me, like, seven-layer dip, like where you see the seven-layer dip for nachos.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we've got different layers.
out there. And okay. when you fly or when you merge or go through different layers, there's it just evaporates. And he's saying you just went through a different layer and somehow absorbed the time.
Okay.
Different layers.
Oh,
where,
weird.
You know, I'm fascinated by that because, I mean, we're not the only life force here. I mean, we're certainly not.
Right.
And
right.
our way of telling time is not the only way. So you travel through a different layer.
Well, Veronica, I was taking the kids to school the other day, and, well, it was actually October. But anyway, it was over by their school, and I saw, it would look like, I've never seen anything in the sky before, but I was looking up, and it was this, it was like a helium balloon, but gigantic, mm-hmm. you know, enormous. Mm-hmm. And I'm just guessing it was something not of our world. And I don't think it's our military up here.
Are you? Are
you're
you
so right.
By...
I don't. No, that sounds so silly, Elisa. I have no idea. I have no idea. It was just
silly.
Bizarre. You know.
No,
but I don't know.
They are.
Know.
Listen,
it's weird.
If you go on my page, Making the Spiritual Practical on Facebook, I posted an in-depth article from the government with the government posting that they released pictures of what they're calling UFO. Because here's the thing, they've kept it from us. The 50s, 60s, when I was growing up in the 70s, it was all the rage, all the talking about it. It's out there. And we don't need to be scared. It's not a scare.
No.
Listen, do you think they want to take us for their own? They're looking at us so they can learn.
Oh, yeah. It's
That's
like
it.
That unacknowledged with Dr. Greer. It's fabulous.
Yes.
You know, I know you talked about it a bit
awesome.
Before, but
yeah.
But yeah.
Yes.
No, it's just kind of weird when, you know, it's just so out of the, you know, ordinary, you know, that's all.
Well,
but
did you
it
sleep?
Is so ordinary, I think. But
did you sleep, by
did
the
I
way,
sleep?
On the plane? Were you sleeping? Yeah.
I did, yeah, because it was connecting
okay.
from Dublin to Toronto back to Minneapolis.
Okay,
if you
let me
can
ask you
ask,
a question.
You know. Okay. Oh,
let me ask you a quick question. Was an alien involved, Eric, in her jumping from one realm to the next and then back again?
Yes. Very unequivocal belief, yes. And he doesn't necessarily like the word alien.
okay,
he's saying another life force.
Evolving. Oh, sure. Like
another life force.
Okay.
Yes. And here's the thing. This is why we asked you if you were dreaming or if you were sleeping, because you will have, if you go, even now, if you go back to that moment, put yourself on there, reenact it, go back to it, you're going to get a message. There's a message for you there.
Oh, I
can't
love
you
it.
Just give
you
it
were,
to
you
me
were, you were communicated with. You were communicated
Eric,
with, and that's for you
easy.
To find.
Yeah, come on, give him the clip notes.
He can't. Yeah. He can't because he can't intrude in that conversation. You have to go back for yourself and get confirmation. But he's confirming you were communicated to, and it's not a hokey hoo-hoo woo-woo kind of thing. It just is.
Okay.
Go to my page
yeah,
and
is,
look at
yeah.
that video. Go look
I
at that video.
Maybe. Thank you so much.
And,
yeah.
and maybe meditation can get you to that spot where
yes.
you, where all of a sudden it'll be an aha moment. Ah, that's what was
yes.
going on.
Yep.
Yeah, I've been
absolutely.
Trying that about an hour a day, but, you know, perseverance, right?
Well, book a session and we'll walk
whoa.
Through it. Book,
right.
book a session and we'll walk through it. It's. I'm telling you, you've got something there.
Ooh,
oh, awesome. Thank you. I love you guys. Okay. I just
well,
you know,
hey,
I can't wait
to
have another meeting at your house. Okay, you guys take care.
Oh, I will. Aww. I'm going to. Very soon.
Okay.
All right,
awesome, good.
Thanks for calling.
Okay, bye, you guys. Love you.
Bye-bye.
Bye, honey. Love you.
Bye-bye.
Oh, I hope she connects with me again and lets me know, you know, what happened.
I love
wow,
this.
That is,
I love
that is so,
I love it.
That is so cool. All right, we have somebody from the 210 area code. Hey there.
Hello.
How
hi, Lisa. How you doing?
Hey,
great.
Fine.
Hey. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Just want to mention something. I often get sleep paralysis, and I think I saw Eric's face during this one time. I was during this time of sleep paralysis. So I'm pretty sure that was him, but I often get those, and I don't know why. But my question is more, I mentioned that because I just thought it was an interesting thing that's been happening to me, but what advice can Eric give me about my career Is there anything that I'm kind of, I wouldn't want to say I'm stagnant, but.
The first thing Eric said to me very quick, very loud is move out of your own way. You're in your own way. You're blocking what's next. So whether it's in the same field that you stay in or whether you choose to move on and do something else, it has to do with what you believe about what you're capable of. You're blocking, and we can feel the stagnant. The image that I see is like a pond, and that was the first thing I saw. It's got like mosquitoes and all kind of muck on the top of it. You're not going anywhere, and it's because you're pedaling a bike without a chain. Eric is saying just shift out of your own way and begin to believe that its next level is coming. Do you sell something?
No, I'm actually a teacher. I feel like a salesman sometimes because I got to present my
teacher. Well, and that's an interesting thing because you're a teacher, but selling something might indicate that you're go up in the academic instead of the academia and teaching it. Have you thought about administrative? And I know not in the traditional sense, charter school.
This sounds familiar. I think we broached this with you before, maybe.
Yeah.
That you're supposed to do something. You're supposed to be higher up, advanced upward.
Mm-hmm. That's why you feel stagnant.
What does your heart tell you? What does your heart tell you to do?
Not too much time, but it's just there's a lot of injustice and unfairness that I see, and again, it's just that these kids come in with economic disadvantage, situations in the parents are not involved in their lives. So it's just, it just feels like I'm beating a dead horse. It's not going anywhere, and it's just, just like.
I would, Damon. Maybe you can jump in because you were talking about.
Yeah.
Concentrating on strengths. Maybe this gentleman, his strengths are such that he could cast a wider net and help with the bigger picture of the injustice and the lack of the parental neglect, et cetera. What do you think, Damon?
Yeah, man. Well, what's your name, dude?
Mike.
Mike?
Yes. Yes.
Cool, Mike. Dude, you mentioned sleep paralysis in the beginning of this conversation, and it really started to ring my bell. I am very I don't want to say I'm talented at anything, but I'm very well versed in out of body exploration. It's one of the natural things that happens to me. And by you mentioning it, you mentioned, correct me if I'm wrong, that you don't know why it happens, and the thing I'm getting, man, with that is, like, that's going to teach you a sense of balance. Quick question. What happens when you are in that sleep paralysis state? Are you frightened? What's exactly happening?
I used to be scared. Now I just kind of go with it. And it's really weird. I try to get up, and I hear these electric buzzing sound in my head until I finally waking up. But I've seen faces. People that I've never seen before, and it's just kind of weird. It's just strange.
Yeah, you're probably on the other side, the other realm.
Yeah, it's,
ride that wave more, dude.
I'm sorry?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I cut you off, but I was saying ride that wave more. Like, jump more into that, because you're going to let me see if I can use just the way I communicate things, you're going to learn talents within that when you start to let go more in that. That's going to transfer into your physical, meaning you're going to learn traits, or what's the word people use today, downloads. You're going to get downloads of information you're going to get a sense of how to navigate this physical realm more. And one of the first steps, looking at the big picture, going back to kind of what Elisa was saying, is to really start – I would say make more of an effort to do more things that feel good to you. For whatever reason, you are a little stuck in something, and I think you need to just shift your perspective a little bit more. And of course, we can't talk about that right now or anything like that, but, I mean, just kind of look. I want you to reflect more on your day. I want you to reflect more on your interactions with people and how you're interacting with them. And I don't want to say more because I don't – I don't have details, of course, but I really want you to focus on that, because there's something in that that keeps giving you this experience of feeling, I guess you could say, bored with it or whatever, not going anywhere, stuck, mm-hmm. however you want to use the words to describe the experience. But I just want you to look at that, my man. So, okay. Yeah, with that being said, yeah.
Thank you, guys. You guys are awesome. Thank you so much, Eric, Veronica, Elisa.
Sure.
Thank you guys so much. And is it Damien?
Damon. Check him out. Damon. You know, give a free 30-minute thing with him. I mean, free. Jamin,
J-A-M-I-N. I go over 30 minutes, so don't worry about it. Like, we'll talk. Let's just chat.
Okay.
Yeah. And it'd be worth it.
You
can find
out
a lot.
Or anything. Let's just chat about it.
Yeah, and I think that whole – I used to have sleep paralysis, too, with the buzzing. And I do agree that's us basically just shifting to that other dimension a little bit. And maybe you're supposed to go full in and download this information that's going to – do something that might change or tweak your career so that you can take care of this injustice going on in the world. So anyway, that's my two cents. Who knows?
Thank you so much. I appreciate your advice.
You
bet, Mike. Thank you, Eric. All right.
Yes,
have a good night, Mike.
Good luck,
bye.
Eric. Take care.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
So Eric, was that you that he saw when he had the sleep paralysis?
Yes. Yes, and Eric says yes, and he wanted to say he could tell by the eyes.
Oh.
Look at my eyes.
Well, I hope you didn't moon him. You didn't, did you?
No, he says, Mom, I don't always show up like that.
Oh, not always. Oh, that's good. Okay, let's take somebody from the 703 area code. Hey there, how are you? Hi there. Who are we speaking with?
Hi, sorry. Hi, this is Mimi. I'm wondering if either anyone can tell me when is love going to actually arrive at my door.
Oh, nice.
When
you love yourself. That's what I'm getting. When you
Eric is saying you can't give something, you can't get something you're not giving yourself. You have to be the primary source of giving that. And the other big question Eric is asking is, are you really ready for it and what that involves?
Okay.
We think we are, he's saying. We think we are, but to be ready for love means to be a whole and complete being and open to all of it, the whole experience. So have you been hurt in the past?
Oh, yeah.
Because there's a, we can see like a, I'll call it a scab. There's a scab on you, meaning the wound, and I don't like the word wound, but it's the wound has healed, but yet there's a little piece of it that you keep picking at and picking at. You're still not quite comfortable with something. And Eric is saying love is out there. It's absolutely, you know, he's saying in the cards, because
awesome.
That's why we're all here, to share love, to get love, to be love. So it's out there. Raise your vibration by loving yourself, and then you begin to attract. Forget, you know, don't get so bogged down by the go to this dating site and, you know, go to this singles dance or do this. He's saying start with yourself.
Now, how does
Once
she do
your
that?
Energy
that's
shifts.
That's easier said than
right.
done.
Well, raising your vibration is looking at the parts of you that feel low. Look at the parts of you, he says, that you know, where your thoughts go to when it comes to love. Are you telling yourself a story about love that hurts? You know, how do you focus on love? What are your thoughts?
I think there's someone out there for me. I just don't know who. And
mm-hmm.
Like you said, I have been hurt, so I don't know if I'm really fully open to it.
Mm-hmm. And that's the part, because the first thing Eric is showing me is your heart. Now, you have a beautiful heart. Listen, you are the most giving, caring, compassionate.
Aww.
And here's what we can see about you. You will pick up the wounded bird on the side of the road, and you will make it all better, right? Is that you?
Correct.
You're going to take everything to the nth degree, but honey, here's the thing. You're giving it all away. You're not using it all for any of it for yourself.
Okay, so give her some
love you.
Practical. Yeah, how do you do that? Can you give us some more tangible, practical advice, Eric? Write a journal
really
about the wonderful things about her.
No, he's saying you don't have to go that detailed into it. You just have to remind yourself where you came from and the beauty of who you are. So every day, as cliche or as corny as it sounds, I am what I came from. Just be who you came from. Where do you think you came from?
No idea.
So did you come from love?
Well, I guess, yeah. I would say I came from love.
So,
are we talking about
the
coming
creator
from source? Are we talking about the physical body?
Source,
or
right. Nope.
Okay,
the
so source, which is love.
You are love. So if you are love, you naturally be love. But when we get hurt, we put up our barriers and we protect ourselves. And so now I'm going to tell you this, and this is his answer based on your choices of free will and what you're doing to move forward. He's absolutely telling me by June of 2018, there could be a very strong, and he's calling it candidate, that comes in that begins the process of helping you to balance out your life. Meaning, you give way more than you get, don't you?
Right. I'm always
You've always done that. Right, you're a giver.
Is that because you don't feel like you're? Do you feel like you're not worth receiving?
I think I'm worth it. I think it's more of I can't accept it.
Why? Is it because of lack of self worth?
I think I have a high, self esteem.
Okay.
I just think it's. I don't think anyone can love me the way that I love me. But
you did you grow
there
up?
There might be someone out there that can.
Did you grow up taking care of everything?
In a sense, yes. I had a whole lot of logic. I was the youngest of four girls, but I was always the one everybody came to with problems, issues, and I was probably.
Because you're very level-headed, and what I can feel about you, you're very left brain, and you're balancing your right brain with it. You are the analytical problem fixer. Do you make lists?
Yeah.
And you like organization. And here's what I'm going to tell you. Eric is saying this. Make a list, and I'm sure you've done this already, but sit down, make a list with the intention that this man, this person is coming in with all of these characteristics, all of these traits, and I will not compromise. Start the energy moving.
And start feeling like he's already in your life. Don't put yourself in the I want love, because the universe is going to interpret that as, well, okay, we're going to always have you in the place where you're going to want love. But you want to have love. So feel what it's like to have that love right now, almost like you're assuming it's in your life already.
Eric has said you've kissed your share of toads. It's time for your prince.
Yeah, I agree.
And you are worth it, girl. All right, Mimi, well, thank you for calling in.
Good luck.
Thank you so much. Good one.
Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, she can benefit from your help too, Jamin. I hope she's still listening. But, yeah, JaminOlivencia.com. All right, let's see. I've got another one from the 626 area code. Hi there. How are you doing?
Hey, is this me?
That's you. I don't know. Is it? Is it you?
Oh,
yeah. I'm just giving you a hard time.
Alyssa and Veronica, I love you guys. This is literally the highlight of my week. And Alyssa,
oh,
you always ask perfect questions, and you always make me laugh. But I just want to ask Eric, is there any advice from him or my higher self or my spirit guides that would kind of help motivate me? Something.
Number one. Is look at the area in your life that needs the most motivation. What are you denying?
I guess.
What are you hiding out from?
I think just fear of the future, or just fear of that anything that I try to do or whatever that people are just going to tear me down or something like that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Wait, and you're hiding from all of it. By hiding from that, you're hiding from what's possible. And so the very first thing that Eric said is tell her to just go do what's in her heart. So what is it that you want to do? What do you do? Are you in school?
Not anymore. Not anymore. I just deliver food at the moment, but I'm definitely, I have these ideas of things that I want to do, but I just kind of just talk myself down and I never really go through with it kind of thing.
Well, he's saying that the reason we asked if you were in school, because it's time to expand your education. Now, don't think traditional, he's saying. So if there's something that you're naturally good at, something that you love, even if you get lost in it, take a class in it. He's saying expand your horizons, because what that's going to do for you is give you confidence, and it's also going to expand your circle, because we feel like you're very secluded in your life. Do you
yes.
stay home a lot?
Yes, for sure.
Yeah. So be bold, be brave, he says, and find a class, even if it's a knitting class. He's laughing. He's saying even if you go learn how to knit, take a class on something you're passionate about, even if it's online to start. He's saying you have to build confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And
is that
true? I think Jamin, maybe you could chime in here. I think she would really benefit by having that 30-minute free session with you to give her a little guidance, you know?
Yeah, let's definitely talk and work on it. But it is definitely all about – it all starts with, like, I laugh at this stuff because – not at you, but, I mean, I laugh at the idea that it's, like, it's always about kind of, like, learning how to love your experience. And
mm-hmm.
once you start to, like – get in this habit of doing that, you start to really dig and dive deeper into what you are in the seed of who you are. So I'll leave it at that, because this conversation can go forever. It really can. There's so many different avenues to it, but I believe you're going to be okay. I don't think there's any scare because you're willing to look at it.
Yeah.
I mean, just with that you called. And, you know, Eric's going to have your back. I'm going to ask you, Eric, to help nudge her here and there and give her little hints and give her your support. And I really do want you to call Jamin and set up something, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
All right,
talk to Eric.
Eric is saying – oh, go ahead. I'm sorry, Jamin.
Oh,
no.
No,
he didn't say anything.
Oh, go ahead. I hear Eric. I hear feedback. Eric says talk to him anytime, and he's saying that when you see shiny, you can trust he's in the room. So I don't know what that means. He's just saying when you see the shiny, you can trust he's in the room. Shiny.
I always see these. Yeah, I see these little sparkly things.
Oh,
there
you go.
There we go,
honey.
Okay.
Shiny. He's with you.
That is so cool.
Appreciate it.
Good
all
luck,
right,
honey.
Sweetie.
Take care.
We love you and
all
everybody
right,
out there.
All right.
You better. Everybody out there, be sure not only to check out Jamin's site, JaminOliveNcia.com. Oh, my God. I just even impressed myself with that one. And also check out Veronica Drake's site. She does all sorts of cool things, numerology, et cetera. And anyway, her site is www.veronicadrake.com. I want to wish all of you guys, including Eric, Jamin, and Veronica, and everybody out there listening, a very happy, 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 Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Or Happy Holidays.
Thank you. Same to you. Jamin.
Happy Holidays,
kisses.
Guys. You guys are amazing.
So are you.
Back at you. Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.